Thank you for calling Enhance. This is Steven.
Yes, hi, Steven. Good afternoon. Yeah, this is Bri. I'm actually calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings or marketing for Enhance.
Well, I'm the owner.
You are the owner. Well, well, I would love to talk to you. Well, nice to meet you, sir. Well, once again, my name is Bri, and I'm calling from Local Splash. Well, the reason for my call, Steven, is because I would like to speak with you about listing your company Enhance on the first page of Google for your keywords in your area. And I'm sure you've used Google to search for services before, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have. All right. That's good. Well, what this means for you, Steven, is that anytime anyone does a search for any of the services you provide, then we will make sure that your company name, Enhance, pops up on the first page of Google. Okay? And I'm sure you can accommodate more business, right?
Yeah, sure.
You can, all right? That's amazing. Now, the reason I've called you today, Steven, is because we have this spot available in your area. Now, this listing would be exclusive to you and is designed to generate a positive return on your investment by bringing you the jobs you are looking for, and this is directly from Google. Does it make sense?
Yeah. So, hey, before you go any further, I currently pay another company to do my digital SEO and pay-per-click stuff.
Okay.
With Google, and I am not
not
currently looking to change that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I'm happy to hear that you have a company working with you right now when it comes to your pay-per-click. How long have you been working with them?
Let's see. This company. Well, I had them a long time ago, probably about 8 years ago, and then they
oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. What's been your experience so far? The fact that this is pay-per-click service.
Well, they do pay-per-click and SEO.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So
is there anything
reason,
that you would like to change or you would like to improve, maybe?
Well, I sometimes wish, so they're a company, they're based out of Utah. And I sometimes wish that I had a company that was local to Nashville. Just because since I'm here and I just sometimes wonder if a company that was local to Nashville, if they might have, you know, different perspectives on how they structured keywords and search optics and that kind of stuff, you know. But I mean,
all right.
Thankfully, I don't have a shortage of work, and so it's not something where it's like, oh my gosh, we gotta do something because we don't get leads and we don't get work. And I get no. Thankfully, there's plenty of that. So.
All right.
I've been around a long time, and so there's a lot of, like, referral business from existing customers and stuff. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you already built a good reputation, so I'm sure you didn't have any problem working with your client. Well, you know, I'm very happy to hear that you are, you know the value of advertising your business in Google, Steven.
Oh, yeah.
But what if we could provide you with a better service at a reasonable rate, and the fact that you will have your team working with you closely 24/7? Well, I'm sure this is something that you would like to check, right? Because the good thing about
this program, you're always evaluating that stuff.
Right, exactly. Well, this is not just a pay-per-click or whatever service that you have from them, Steven. In comparison for whatever you have right now, I would love to provide you how this is going to help your business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And our company, we we can only we only work with one company per industry per area. So it doesn't mean that we're working with you, then we're also working with your competition. So we work exclusively, okay? So meaning that the leads will be exclusive to you, and we will only work with your company, okay? That is how different we are with other advertising business, right? I have a couple of questions though, Steven, to see if this one is a good fit. Are you the sole owner of the business or sole proprietor?
Yeah, I am.
You are. And how far are you willing to travel when it comes to your new clients from your area?
I mean, about an hour. I mean, I don't like to go too much farther than an hour or so. So
about an hour, and that is away.
I'm sorry.
You mentioned an hour. Yeah, you mentioned an hour, and that is away from 38401 zip code.
Yeah, and really, I don't work in 38401. I work in zip codes that are around that and north of that. Yeah, my company is a franchise, and so there's kind of geographic parameters with the franchise that you have to adhere to in terms of advertising and stuff like that. So.
Right. Yeah, I got that. You mentioned Nashville, though. Do you work in Nashville area?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll take note of that. Thank you. Now, when it comes to advertising your business, the fact that you have a pay-per-click service, are you somewhat looking for a pay-per-lead service as well, or are you looking for a flat rate?
I mean, honestly, it depends. You know, it would depend on the ROI. Right now, I mean, the reason I do pay-per-click is I'll almost do pay-per-click seasonally. I don't always just have pay-per-click running because I don't always need, right? And with this company that I use, because I've been with them for a long time and I've had a relationship, they give me extremely good rates, and they're able to kind of turn it on and turn it off, whether it's the pay-per-click or SEO. I just tell them what I want to do any given month, and they just kind of adjust their, that month I may not pay for any, you know, pay-per-click or SEO work, because they're able to kind of adjust.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, you know, I like that when you said that it depends on the ROI, because when it comes to advertising, your main goal is the return on investment that you will get for your business, right? Because you are not just going to invest for something, and you're not getting something in return. You know what I mean? Steven, are you also licensed and insured, sir?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are. All right. That's good to hear. So, again, once we find an eligible business today, Steven, we stop these calls to the area, so we won't be working with our competition. Now, let me pull up some pricing details for you. And imagine this, if we could generate more business for you and get you the results you are looking for in comparison for what you have, I'm sure you would consider moving forward with us today, right?
I mean, I'll consider just about anything.
I love it. You know, yes, of course it does. I love people who are open-minded when it comes to advertising, because, you know, sir, when we put up our business, we always want to make our business grow, right? And the fact that you are very open-minded when it comes to advertising, I just love talking to you. So let me just pull up the details. Let me just grab my director on the line to provide you the pricing details and the position available in your area. One moment, please. And Do you already have a website? Does your company also provide you a website for your business?
Yeah, I have a website. Yeah, for sure.
Ah, you have a website. Okay. All righty. One moment, please. So you mentioned about an hour in Nashville. You can travel that far, right?
I mean, yes and no. Again, there's a lot of subjectivity. I mean, it depends on the size of the project. You know, there's some projects that I'd be willing to drive an hour for, and there's some projects that I would not be willing to drive an hour for, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if it makes sense, I'll go just about anywhere. But
if the pay is right.
Yeah,
if the pay is right, obviously. Okay, well, that's good. One moment, please. Let me just have my director here. And, okay, pay-per-click service. All right. One moment. Okay. Okay. One moment here, okay, Steven?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right. How long is your business license and insured, by the way?
I'm sorry?
How long
have I had my business?
Yes.
Almost 13 years.
Oh, wow. And you're the sole owner or sole proprietor of the business?
Yeah.
Just you yourself? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Well, I want to congratulate you because, you know, it's not easy to run a business. And the fact that you've been running the business for 13 years, that is already an achievement in your part.
That means that I am clinically insane. No one in their right mind has a business as long as I do. And run it. Well, the thing is, I do the work myself, so it's not even, I'm not the owner, and then I've got crews. I pretty much do all the work myself because I'm just incompetent, so I'm a terrible business owner.
Well, I spoke with a lot of business owners, and, you know, they were telling me that they'd rather do the job themselves than having to hire someone.
Right.
Who can do the same quality service that the owner does? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, it's unfortunate, but there's so much that you would just rather do it yourself because by the time you get around to getting people that can do it the way it needs to be done, you could have just done it yourself. Like, just never mind, you know. But I feel like that's a weakness for me. I feel like I should trust people more and not just try to do it myself, but I'm just not there yet.
All right. Yeah. Well, it takes time to train, a good people to do the job based on what you do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, all right. All right, let me just put one here, let me see. Okay, one moment. I already have my director here. Okay, Steven.
Okay.